We have Arnold here. He's also into yachting, and we are going to share the problems which people are facing in yachting regarding the hiring, the hair, everything. That's why I'm actually wearing my bushy hair today. So, welcome and stay tuned for more. Arnold, you can introduce yourself.
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Arnold. I've been working in the yard. I've been working at sea for almost 6 years now. And yeah, so I'm just gonna go straight to it. So I'm gonna start with the look, like when it comes to the hair, concerning the African people, like women, black women. I feel like, and actually I've encountered as a supervisors. As a supervisor, I'm a supervisor at sea. I'm sometimes questioned when I feel like, because obviously I'll be okay with certain hairstyles since I'm also from Africa. But I've had my superiors asking me or questioning me my decisions because I feel like it's so hard to convince, if you are a black woman, to convince management that you're doing their proper look when it comes to your hairstyle. Your hairstyle kind of like I don't know if they're confused or they think you choose not to have a proper grown hair or so. Yeah, I feel like there's just something going on right there when it comes to the hair.
And I actually understand that as well. When I was at sea, it was quite a
Yeah.
hassle to be on, to be there. Sometimes you get in a country where they don't have actually a salon which deals with Afro hair, and you don't
Exactly.
have what to do. And the only solution you have is possibly a pushback, which is something you cannot do for, let's say, 6 months at sea. So you have
Yeah.
to change constantly, and you have to wear wigs. You're forced to wear wigs and buy wigs and everything. I do understand that. And for men, did you face any problem or see other people facing challenges with the hair problem as well? If they have a long beard or that one, because you are a person of color, you're asked that you need to cut off your beard, and someone who isn't a person of color or from another nationality is not asked. Did you ever face that as well?
Exactly, I have, and I have a lot, and yeah, because sometimes there can be a company agreement where you can come with beard, and like you're saying, you both have the same size of beard, but the target is gonna be you as a person of color. It feels like they observe more that you didn't shave well, yet you'll be having the same beard, and also I feel like when it comes to the hair. I'm yet to meet, of my 6 years at sea, I'm yet to meet someone with dreadlocks. I feel like when it comes to dreadlocks, no matter how good you are, I haven't encountered someone who works with dreadlocks. I feel like a dreadlock is a no-no at sea, of which is not fair because you can have dreadlocks and you'll be knowing what you're doing and you're doing your job good. So, yeah. I think they judge people also with your dreadlocks and also,
I
yeah.
understand. You are a person who's experienced to the highest, and you have dreadlocks. You're not taken because you have to tie your ponytail and everything and look smart, as it is said. Yeah, that's the other thing that we want to point out to the recruitment companies as well, to the captain, whoever was included in the hiring, that the hair does not matter. May you reconsider in whatever you have put in as the set rules for hair. May you please change, maybe because this is a person of color, and obviously our hair growth is a bit different, and it is actually very different. You cannot put a woman of
Exactly.
color and a person who's white or from other nationalities, their hair is different. I can not tie my ponytail sometimes, and the other person can tie as my the ponytail nice and do cornrows nicely. I think
Exactly.
that's another thing. We are just raising awareness that people
No.
understand that everyone can be hired regardless of what hair color they have, regardless of where they're coming from as well.
Exactly.
So those are the challenges people are facing at the and we really need a change. This is 2020. In sales, they really look at your look. Obviously, the type of year I have today won't be allowed in service.
Yeah, I know.
I'm aware of that. They need a point. They need a point and everything. Yes, that's needed, but especially considering some of the hairstyles that are also looking neat and smart. That would be a good thing. And regarding hiring as well, have you ever faced anything, any challenges as a supervisor as well?
Okay, so what I've noticed is when it comes to hiring, there's a different approach because when they come to hire in Africa, they expect you to have the best qualification. They want not less than 2 years of hospitality industry. But now, as a supervisor, I've had people who were hired from Europe would come straight to me and say, I haven't worked in a restaurant. So are we hiring because you're from Europe or because of qualification or your experience? Because the normal part is you should be hired according to your experience, not from where you come from or your career. So, and also when it comes to promotions, what I've also realized is African people are unlikely to get promoted. So even if you do a survey now, the number of officers from Africa, the rate is so low. Like, no matter how good you are, you go to a place where you've been working there for 5 years, you're doing all the common policies, all the guests love you, and then someone comes for 3 months and get promoted. So yeah, I feel like promotion and hiring, we're still looking down on Africa.
Yes, I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. Yeah. That because you're coming from Africa, someone assumes that you don't know what you're doing. Even before you have reached the point, you are already on a demotivated area where people are thinking you are not going to do it. In as much as you try to please and get all the guests to like you and to actually do it, do exactly your goal and everything, the company, you're following the company rules, everything, and you're killing it on the floor, but no one will see it because of your color. Guys, we need to change. Captains, the management, the recruitment, whoever is watching this, please just spread the word. We need to change at this. We need to just look at people, irregardless of who they are, where they're from. Just look at the experience and what they are bringing to the table. It's really unfair for example, what you just said, Arnold, that because a person is African and where they're coming from, even if they have 6 years experience and the guy was just coming because the guy was hired from Europe, he has no experience in service whatsoever. The person who is there is the one who's going to teach him, and he gets promoted after you are teaching him everything. And I'll give you an example of what happened to me the other time. I was in the where I was working.
Yeah.
These girls, I was sort of the only one who remained, and there were two ladies who were hired after me.
Yeah.
So I was literally the one who trained all of them. And I was telling them, this one has to go there. That thing goes there. That one goes there. You do this, you do that. They were all promoted. I wasn't. Maybe because of my color. After the promotion, I had to actually tell them exactly what to do after that as well. After their promotion, in their promotion, I had to still teach them. Okay, and every time they would actually call me, Elizabeth, what can I do? What can I do? So that's really unfair. That's really unfair. I'm paid less, but I'm working double. I'm working my job, which I have to work, and I'm working someone extra as well because they have to keep coming back to me. So I totally understand on that as well, Arnold. Captains, again, to all the recruitment companies or management companies, that please may you look at it as well. I know right now it sounds like we all have that attitude that, okay, this is already there. We have the right to choose in this. But can you reconsider? That's all we are asking for. This is the why this program is there. The diversity is there. We are all different, but we are one people. Yeah. We all want the same thing and we all want the love. If your guests are coming on board, and you have a happy crew, the guests are going to be the happiest and they're going to be everything. The service goes smoother. There's no stress. There's nothing that will happen. So exactly. that's some of the issues they're bringing. Is there anything you'd want the world to know, regardless of what the other things that are stressful at sea and everything, or just a word you'd want to put out there?
No, I just think the word is we're in 2020 and we should treat all this, all the people the same, regardless from where you're coming from. So that should be the motto, treating each other as one. And yeah.
I understand. Thank you so much, Arnold. It has been lovely chatting with you. And these are very important issues we just touched on. Yes, okay. We might not have options right now, but this is an awareness. Whenever someone is coming, is coming on board. When you're trying to recruit for you recruiters, for you captains, may you reconsider these issues as well. That yes, they might have their hair, they might have their beard. But if you are going to say that one has to have such and such beard, also say to the other guy, regardless of the color, let's not look at the color, let's look at the experience. Let's look at how someone behaves and what they have and what they are bringing to your boat. Because they are trying as much to make you happy, they are at the best level of making things happen for you, of killing it so that you can see them. So please, may you reconsider. We are kindly asking you to reconsider. This might not be a yes from you guys, but if you just consider this, I'm sure we will be happy. All of us, we will be happy. The crew will be happy. You will be happy, and the management and the recruitment companies as well. Thank you so much, everyone, for having us today. Stay tuned for our next show. This is the Diversity in Yachting. I was your host, Elizabeth. Thank you, Arnold.
Thank you so much. Okay.